And we're joined once again by Megan Allison. She is a physician assistant with Ridgeview Dermatology. Hi, Megan.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Welcome back to the program. You guys at Ridgeview Dermatology have a special going on, a March laser special. Tell us about that.
We do. So this is the time of year where everybody's taking off those winter coats and we're starting to think about laser hair removal. So we have a special going on for the month of March that if you get your underarms and your bikini area lasered, you get 20% off of that compounded area. And then if you get a package of four, because our laser really targets hair reduction, but it takes multiple treatments for people to see the best results. So it's more like permanent laser hair reduction. So it takes about 3 to 4 treatments to see the best results. And if you book a package of 4 treatments under your arms and in the bikini area, you get 30% off. So you get more for a bigger special.
So this is not just like a temporary thing. This is permanent hair removal.
Yep, it's permanent hair reduction. So every time you come in, you should have less hair. Yes. Which is wonderful for us ladies,
yeah,
right?
Well, it's just convenient, you know, I guess.
It is. It's very convenient.
Yeah. And so that's going on for the month of March.
For the month of March, yes.
Now, some other popular things that you have, Cool Sculpting. Remind us again about Cool Sculpting and the benefits of Cool Sculpting.
So Cool Sculpting, it is permanent fat reduction. Okay. So it uses cooling to locally treat an area and help those fat cells undergo apoptosis or cell death. And once the fat cells are gone, they're gone for good. We can target kind of anything we say chin down to knees. So any area in between there, areas that we can treat with Cool Sculpting. We have a new applicator called the Cool Petite. And that's an applicator that's a little bit smaller to focus on areas like your arms, which is a popular area people are going to be showing these days with summer and spring around the corner, and inner thighs for people who have a little bit of a shorter inner thigh. It can be really helpful for them as well.
So this is, I think you've called it before, kind of the problem areas that might not go away just with the diet and exercise.
Yes, absolutely. Not meant to be a major fat loss type of procedure or weight loss type of procedure, but more for those localized areas of fat that you've been dieting and exercising for months, weeks, and just can't seem to get that area to go away. Cool Sculpting is really great for those areas.
But then if you keep eating like 3,000 calories a day,
right,
it's gonna come back.
So the way it works, we have all the fat cells in our body that we're going to have by the time we reach puberty, and they get bigger and smaller as we get bigger and smaller. Cool Sculpting does permanently eliminate those fat cells that you have treated, but you still have fat cells that are there. They can get bigger if you're eating all those McDonald's cheeseburgers.
As long as you kind of watch what you're eating, you should be good to go.
Yeah, you should be able to maintain your results well.
So do people see results right away?
It usually takes about 2 to 3 months for people to see the best results. So we usually see you back at 60 days and 90 days after your treatment, and we get pictures done and we just kind of follow and track your progress, and people do see amazing results with Cool Sculpting.
It has to be rewarding. As we talk to Megan Allison, Ridgeview Dermatology, it has to be rewarding for people to come in just a few sessions, a few months, be able to see these tremendous results that they might have been bothered by for years. And all of a sudden, it's like, wow, that was easy.
Yeah, some of my favorite stories are like moms who come in before their son or daughter's wedding who are wanting to fit into that dress before the big day and feel really comfortable in their clothes. To have them come in and tell me their success stories is very rewarding.
And I guess this is the time of year. I mean, we're thinking about, like you mentioned, coats are going away and people are wearing shorts and bathing suits or getting ready to. Anyway, it kind of has been feeling like that a couple of days. But brides planning for weddings and mothers want to be able to look their best. How noticeable is it? Like, what percentage of... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as the Cool Sculpting?
Cool Sculpting usually says you can expect to see a 20 to 25% fat reduction in the number of fat cells per treatment cycle. I would say for most people, it takes about 2 treatment kind of rounds, I call them, like either treating your abdomen twice or your arms, that problem area, to see the best results. Some people see their optimal results with 1 treatment, but I think most people 2 gives them the better results.
And how often can they have it done?
They can have it done as early as 60 days after their first treatment, but I think it's just up to the person if they want to wait the full 90 days or 3 months to make sure they've seen their full results from that first round before they treat a second round.
We were talking about the transition for, you know, the days are getting a little bit warmer. Let's talk about skincare, winter skincare. We've talked about that on the program before, yeah. The skin solutions, but talk about transitioning from winter to spring as far as taking care of your skin.
Absolutely. I think that we are still learning about all of the benefits that sunscreen has for people. And this time of year, it's so important to make sure you're getting your sunscreen out. I always encourage people to wear sunscreen every single day, no matter what time of year it is. But an SPF of 30 or above, it's what's best. And I think we're learning more about sunscreen too and its photoaging effects. So it can actually help improve the appearance of your fine lines and wrinkles, which Dr. Bauman, who created STS, the skin type solutions that we've talked about before, has a great blog that she writes about different things and recently had one about sunscreen. And she was talking about those photoaging effects, but it also prevents brown spots, skin cancers. I know you've talked to Dr. Given a lot about skin cancer, but there's many benefits to wear sunscreen. And I stress everyone about the importance of doing it. And the UV rays can penetrate through car windows. They can penetrate through clouds. So even though you're at the beach and it's an overcast day, don't forget to wear your sunscreen.
Is there anything to do about, other than wearing a hat? I mean, I guess you can't really put sunscreen on your hair, can you? You know what I mean? Because that is an area that is exposed if you're not yeah. wearing a hat. And I've had some friends just recently, within the past few months, that have had skin cancers on their scalp.
Absolutely. I do stress the importance of hats. I personally have a wide brim hat. I'm that person at the beach. Okay. But I do tell everyone to do that, or at least, I mean, for men, it's a little bit easier, but for ladies, it's harder. If you can get sunscreen in those exposed areas, if you're not wearing a hat, that's definitely best to do.
And then how about when it comes to dry skin, what's the best? And we are getting into warmer weather where it won't be as much of a problem.
Yeah.
But still, in this remaining, you know, few weeks of winter, as far as just making sure that your skin is properly moisturized.
I think anything that's a thicker emollient, I think creams do a little bit better than lotion sometimes at helping hydrate the skin. And they're great over-the-counter brands that people can use, like CeraVe or Cetaphil are really good. We have some great products at our aesthetics office, like Xerophyte is one in particular that Dr. Bauman kind of created for STS that's really hydrating. But just making sure you're putting that moisturizer on every day is really helpful for people too.
When I was little, I used to put on, not little girl, but I guess maybe as a teenager, rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
And my mom would say, it's going to open up those pores. And then I've heard recently that that's a terrible thing to put on your face. What are some misconceptions? Like, what are things that people think are good for your skin but really are not?
That's a good question. I think rubbing alcohol, if anything, will make you super dry. But I have heard of people
and pungent too.
Yes,
it's such a strong
yes.
smell.
I think great things to put on your skin every day. A lot of people are talking about vitamin C serum and how good that is for your skin. And what it does is it helps with free radical production. It boosts collagen production, so it makes our skin a little bit firmer and makes wrinkles less apparent. It's helpful with that and helping even out your skin tone.
Vitamin C, you
mm-hmm.
said?
Yep,
oh, so
vitamin
can you, like,
C
squeeze an orange on your face or something?
That would smell really
yeah,
good.
Would.
Our serums that we do have, though, actually smell like oranges, okay. So it kind of smells like you are putting that exactly on your face, and I love that smell.
Yes.
Yeah.
And is there anything bad that you shouldn't be that people sometimes put on there?
I think sometimes the mistakes people make, I especially see with a lot of our acne patients, mm-hmm. is they tend to over-treat. So it's not so much that things are bad that they're putting on their skin, but they're almost overdoing it. So there's that fine line of over-treating things and under-treating and creating a perfect regimen for you. And some people have very different skin types than others, where some are more oily and some are dry. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think the skin type solutions is really helpful. People can always come in and take that quiz like you did, Mary, yeah. in the past, and find out what their kind of perfect skin type and regimen is.
And that's, of course, at the Aesthetics by Ridgeview
yes.
office. All right, Megan Allison, remind listeners again about the March laser special.
Yes, so getting ready to get rid of your hair for the summer, you get 20% off if you purchase an underarm and bikini session. And if you purchase a package of 4 underarm and bikini sessions, you get 30% off your package.
There.
So don't miss that special.
Hagen Allison Ridgeview Dermatology, the website ridgeviewdermatology.com. Remind listeners where the aesthetics office is located.
Yep, it's on 300 Enterprise Drive and it's Suite E. So come and see us in Forest.
Thank you, Megan. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mary.